Exclusive: Gulf cartel boss ran extortion, narcotics operations under house arrest in Mexican border state. By Cartel Chronicles on December 6, 2019. Monterrey, Nuevo León, local investigators rearrested a top Gulf cartel leader in charge of regional fuel theft operations, narcotics sales, and extortion rackets despite already being under house arrest. This week, the Nuevo León State Investigations Agency, AEI, rearrested Juan Manuel Juanito Junilo, or L90 Hernandez Vasquez, who was supposed to be under house arrest during an operation targeting drug distribution groups in the industrial areas of the Monterrey Metro. The group managed to operate in Nuevo León while avoiding a turf war with the Cartel del Noreste, CDN, faction of Los Zetas. Mexican authorities initially arrested Hernandez Vasquez in January when he tried to bribe the federal and state authorities, who caught him with 20 bricks of cocaine he was allegedly moving toward Texas. Authorities later learned L90 was in charge of a cell of 22 gunmen in the Monterrey area. In the weeks following, Nuevo León State Judge Juan Manuel Cárdenas González ordered the Gulf cartel boss to be released from jail and held under house arrest. The judge claimed Hernandez was not a danger to the community and had no priors. After his release, Hernandez Vasquez focused more on fuel theft and extortion schemes, U.S. law enforcement sources in Nuevo León revealed to Breitbart Texas. Hernandez Vasquez supposedly replaced the late Hector Adrian Laiegua Lucio Benavides as the Gulf cartel's chief in Nuevo León. It is also believed that he funneled illicit proceeds to the Matamoros faction of the cartel. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Tony Aranda from Nuevo León.